Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. Roblox Corporation, NYSE, RBLX, Q2 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 9, 2023 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The Roblox Corporation's Q2 2023 earnings report revealed strong growth across its key metrics. Bookings were up 22% YoY, reaching $780 million, while daily active users, DAUs, rose 25% to 65.5 million. Hours engaged also climbed 24% YoY to 14 billion. The company generated $28 million in operating cash and reported a GAAP loss of $283 million. The firm's geographic expansion efforts brought about DAU growth in core markets, with Germany up 25%, South Korea 34%, Brazil 38%, India 40%, and Japan achieving a 107% increase. Meanwhile, the company's advertising ventures have also brought onboard well-known brands such as NARS Cosmetics, H&M, Spotify, NASCAR, and iHeartRadio. It also anticipates launching full avatars via developer-created content by the end of the year. Challenges include managing a more competitive ecosystem for developers due to accelerated content creation powered by AI and ML tools. Roblox's 3D experience feature is a product vision that allows developers to integrate various tools, ultimately leading to diverse experiences for the users. The company hopes this will lead to more people becoming creators of immersive 3D experiences, potentially personalizing experiences for individual players. However, there are challenges, particularly in maintaining ongoing rates of margin improvement due to the constantly changing cost areas. For instance, hiring has slowed down, affecting the leverage against compensation expenses. Despite these challenges, growth is expected in the second half of the year with product cycles improving. Roblox has also ventured into AI, launching 70 different vertical training models with plans to create multi-model generative AI models. This investment is expected to carry the platform into the next generation of capabilities. Regarding advertisements, Roblox is focusing on non-blocking ad units that simulate the real world and are adding to the experience, rather than disrupting it. Other marketing tools are also being developed to help brands target users more effectively. Roblox's user-generated catalog, UGC, Limiteds, launched in April, helps create a virtual goods marketplace, pricing UGC items at 3 times the non-UGC pricing. This new feature isn't expected to have a major impact on monetization in the coming quarters, but a significant upside is expected in the long run. The company's executives also see potential for immersive 3D experiences offered on more platforms, but no specific plans or timelines were provided for expansion into other new devices or game platforms. The key takeaway is that 12 of the top 100 companies are placing portal ads on this company's platform. There's also been significant growth, with over 200 brands currently engaged with the platform, double from the previous year. The platform is primarily self-serve, allowing any brand to use it independently for their advertising needs, a positive aspect increasing user engagement and brand adoption. The challenges discussed revolved around potential friction points related to the total volume of brands engaging on the platform. There was also a discussion about payouts, particularly in relation to non-US dollar developers, but it was clarified that all payouts are normalized to the US dollar. Potential changes to the premium payout program were dismissed, stating no adjustments had been announced.